All right. Yeah, welcome. I'm here to talk about Rash, which is a programming language that I made a couple of years ago. And I'm just going to show you an example to start off with. So here's an example program in Rash. This program reads two numbers and adds them together. And there's a twist to this language, which I will just demonstrate straight away. So now let's go to my examples directory. Then I'm going to run this. And then, as you saw in, as you saw on this code, it asks for a number, then it reads a number, then it asks for a second number, and then it reads a second number, and then it prints them. But this read command is a special command. So let's try to run it. So it asks for the first number, but then it immediately terminates. So let me try to then actually enter a number, 4. Then it asks for the second number and immediately terminates again. So let's enter a new number. And then finally it prints the final line of the program, which has the two numbers. So this programming language on a very simple level is like shell scripting, but whenever you have this read command, which also exists in, for example, Bash, it will terminate the program, save the entire program state, and then when you start the program again, it will continue from exactly the read instruction, taking the arguments as the value of that statement. That is really the basics of this programming language. So now I have talked to you about Rash. So one important part about this is actually the background of this. So I have to talk about the motivation for even creating this language. That's extremely important. So I took this picture approximately 10 years ago using my Sony Ericsson phone. That's why the quality is not so great. This is from the university where I was studying in computer science. And we had a lunch club. So this is like a club where every day at 12 or so we would meet and eat lunch. And how do you manage that? So let's try to write it out. So I'm using Prolog here. Rash doesn't use Prolog. Prolog is a different programming language, but I'm using it here, these slides, to kind of explain how the logic fits together, because there's a deep nesting of logic that is necessary to understand like the origins of Rash. So the way to read this is, this is a predicate. So the predicate is can manage a lunch club. And then this colon dash, that is kind of how. So this sentence says, you can manage a lunch club if you can use a chatbot. So sometimes when you enter a project, some architectural decisions have already been made for you. And once I joined this lunch club, they had already decided up front several years before that the way to manage this club was through a chatbot. So that was something someone else had decided. I had to live with it. And then there's some other things like, how do you use a chatbot? You can use a chatbot if you have IRC. So you don't need to know what IRC is. I'll just explain it. It's an old chat protocol, internet relay chat. So it is similar to some of the newer things like Matrix, just older and a bit simpler. So you could also, in theory, use a chatbot in newer protocols, but in practice, this IRC decision had also been made for me. So that's how it is. I'll get back to that later. So let's just clarify. So we see that we can use a chatbot for lunch bookkeeping if we use the chatbot at lunchtime. That is kind of the basic idea. But then we have to think about, that kind of leaves us, what about all the other times of the day where it's not lunchtime? I mean, the chatbot just runs 24 hours a day. What are you going to do with it when it's not lunchtime? So I think we tried a couple of things. I can just, for some additional context, I'll just show you, we made this visualization. You don't need to be able to read any of this. Again, this has nothing to do with Rash. This is still the